Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 141, Common Legal Nurse Consulting Networking Mistakes to Avoid. When it comes to networking, you always want to make sure you do it right so you can grow your legal nurse consulting business and meet more attorneys. However, knowing what to do is one thing. Knowing what not to do is something else entirely. This is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights. You might think you're doing everything right, but if you find you're not making the connections you expected, then perhaps you have fallen into some of the networking traps waiting for legal nurse consultants and don't even realize that you had. Here are some common networking mistakes and how you can avoid making them in the future. Number one, not getting help. Many people have a tough time asking others for help. Networking is all about making connections. People don't know what you need unless you ask them. Use whatever personal or professional network you have and ask people within them to help you connect with attorneys. You need to be connected to the right people. The more people you have getting the word out about your LNC business, the better. So don't be afraid to ask for help. Number two, not maintaining your relationships. It's very easy to fall out of touch with people. Maintaining contact with your current network and all the people in it is going to help your LNC business grow. Follow up with people, your mentors, colleagues, and other contacts on a regular basis to see how they are doing. Keep them up to date on you as well. Remember, don't make it all about you. You will want them to know what you're up to while also finding out what they've been up to. It's not all about you. Number three, not taking advantage of your social media. We live in a time when networking occurs daily. Social media has made it so easy to be connected to so many different people throughout the world. And if you're not using this, then you're missing out on a fantastic opportunity. Start using LinkedIn to make professional connections. This isn't the only social media platform you should be using, but it's the most important network for LNCs to use. And it's a wonderful place to start and a way to get your name out. And if you're already using LinkedIn, make a commitment that you will connect with new people every week. Number three, not making in-person connections. Yes, we're in an era where social media is super important for networking, but that doesn't mean you have to stop meeting people in person. You should never do that. You can't do everything over the internet. If the person you want to connect with is not local to you, then use a technology that allows you to talk to and see them. This makes the world a much smaller place and allows you to meet up with people you'll never have a chance to talk to in person. Number four, not being grateful. When people help you in whatever way, being grateful will go a long way. After having a conversation with someone in person or online, send them a quick thank you note for their time. It's a small thing, but letting people know they're appreciated will go a long way and encourage them to want to speak with you again. Number five, not making sure it's a two-way street. When someone helps you out and makes a positive connection for you, then you must be sure that you give back in some way. You especially can't keep going back and asking for help without giving back in return. If you can avoid making these common mistakes, then you should be able to create a large and successful network for your business. Building your business with networking is important, but you need to make sure you do it right. To ensure that you do it correctly and don't make common mistakes, here are some specific do's and don'ts of networking at social events. Thoroughly practice your 30-second elevator pitch so you can get all the points out that you need to express to people in just 30 seconds. It should be second nature, so when you meet people on the fly, you can tell them what you're all about. I think you should be so familiar with your elevator speech that if you can say it when somebody wakes you up in the middle of the night and asks, "So what do you do?" then you know you've got it cold. Social media is great, but so are face-to-face meetings. When your online contacts are in the area, plan time to meet face-to-face. Attend regular meetups in your area as well. Those face-to-face meetings are great for making connections. Have a good handshake. A handshake says a lot about a person. Make it a good, firm handshake. I particularly dislike limp handshakes. They immediately convey an impression that the person is wishy-washy. Always have your business cards at the ready. You never know when you're going to meet someone, so be sure that you've got cards with you, always. If you make a promise, be sure you follow through on it. Follow up with the people who you meet. This is going to build relationships with attorneys and those able to refer attorneys to you. Keep in touch. Have regular meetings with your network and be sure to offer them your assistance when asking for their help on something. Make sure you ask your network to help you out with spreading the word about whatever you're working on or whatever you need help with. Set goals. Having measurable goals for your networking will help keep you on track and keep your business where you want it to be on a specific timeline. Before we continue with the show, let me tell you about my goals planner. My goals planner works for you because you can stay focused on both your goals and the tasks needed to achieve them. Has this ever happened to you? You jotted a task on a piece of paper and now you can't find the paper. You know it's somewhere. You spend 15 minutes searching for it, realizing you're getting angry at yourself and flustered. When you find it, you say, "There has got to be a better way." My goals planner is a tool to help you achieve your goals. This is what you get when you order it, a place to document your goals for the month so you can always find them. Daily goals and task sheets from January 1st to December 31st to keep you on track. A way to document the positive things that happen to you each day. A place to record your thoughts on what you need to improve. This is a 379-page digital Word file you can easily modify. Here's where you go to order this helpful tool. http://lnc.tips/mygoalsplanner. Here is where you go to order this helpful tool. http://lnc.tips/mygoalsplanner. And use the code LISTENED to get 25% off. Keep track of your goals using My Goals Planner. Get the details at http://lnc.tips/mygoalsplanner. And use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount. Another point, be grateful. Saying thank you to your contacts will go a long way in showing your appreciation for what they have done for you. Find ways to give back to your network. This is a terrific way to show appreciation, but it also builds those relationships even stronger when you can help those who have helped you. No one wants to feel used, so that's why it's so important to give back. These are networking don'ts. Don't use tactics that are viewed as hard sell. If you're meeting an attorney for the first time, you shouldn't do a hard sell on your services. This should be a time of getting to know you, what you're all about, getting to know the attorney, not about getting money immediately out of the attorney's pocket. don't monopolize the time talking about yourself. You should be finding out about the people you're meeting rather than telling them all about you. If you show interest in other people, then they will be more interested in you as someone who listens. Don't drink too much. Give yourself a 2-drink maximum when you're networking. It will make sure that you're coherent when you talk and that you don't say anything later you wish you hadn't. Follow these networking tips to get the most from your face-to-face opportunities. Give and ye shall receive. Be sure to start off the new year with a handy tool to keep track of your goals, tasks, positive events, and areas for improvement. Get my goals planner now. Here's where you can order this helpful tool, http://lnc.tips/mygoalsplanner, and use the code LISTENED to get 25% off. That's it for this week. I'll be back next week with more Ayers Insights. Thanks for being a part of this program. Check out our online training and books at LegalNurseBusiness.com. Expand your LNC skills with our resources. Also, explore coaching with me at LNCAcademy.com to get more clients, make more money, and avoid expensive mistakes. And finally, join our continuing education program and get monthly trainings at LNCCEU.com. You'll get 2 online trainings each month designed to deepen your knowledge and skills. And look forward to having you tune into our programs again next week.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCAcademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.